This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Ekta Nagar Kevadia of Gujarat in the evening, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various infrastructural and development projects. He will also address the officer trainees of the 99th Common Foundation course in Arambh 6.0. The projects to be launched today aim to enhance the tourist experience, improve accessibility and support sustainability initiatives in the area. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will participate in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations. Scrutiny of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and the second-phase polling in Jharkhand was held today. Voting for 288 assembly seats in Maharashtra and 38 constituencies of the second phase in Jharkhand will take place on the 20th of next month. In Maharashtra, the last date for the withdrawal of candidature is 4th of November. In Jharkhand, candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase till 1st of November. As Diwali approaches, a wave of festive spirit is sweeping across the country. Markets are buzzing with shoppers, streets are lit with vibrant decorations and homes are decked up with colourful rangolis. In Uttar Pradesh, Ayodhya is all set to hold grand Deepotsav today on the eve of Diwali. This will be the first Deepotsav celebration in Ayodhya after the consecration ceremony of the Ram Temple. The Uttar Pradesh government will aim for the 7th Guinness World Record by lighting more than 25 lakh diyas today at 55 ghats of Ayodhya, including the Ram Ki Paidi. Rajasthan is also bustling with activities on the occasion of Diwali. Rup Chaturdashi is being celebrated today across the state. The Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater to the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the railways are operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to last year for the ease of passengers. The Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan today said that National Disaster Response Force NDRF has successfully led over 900 rescue operations in the last 1 year and saved more than 3,000 people. He said this while paying tribute to the martyrs on the occasion of Shaheed Smriti Samaro in New Delhi. Mr. Mohan also said that the NDRF has emerged as a symbol of reliance and trust for the citizens. The Jammu and Kashmir Public Service Commission has declared the result of combined competitive examinations 2023. Sanjeev Kumar has secured the first position, scoring 1,089 marks, while Ikra Farooq has secured second position with 1,078 marks, and Vasudha Sharma has secured the third position with 1,075 marks. A massive fire broke out in the New Gajanan Market located opposite the Mangal Murthy Market in Ulhasnagar this morning. Reportedly originating from a clothing shop before spreading to the nearby establishment, 4 fire brigade vehicles had arrived immediately to control the blaze. Emergency personnel are working diligently to contain the flames and minimize further damage. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 296 at 1 this afternoon. The IMD has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category from tomorrow till 2nd of next month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala, Karaikkal and Mahe during the next 3 days. It is also predicted heavy rainfall over south interior Karnataka tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Telangana. Hamas has expressed its openness to any agreements or ideas for establishing a permanent ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. A senior Hamas official said yesterday that the agreements or ideas should include the withdrawal of the Israeli army from the entire Gaza Strip, the lifting of the blockade and the provision of relief, support and shelter, as well as a prisoner swap deal. On the other hand, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Sunday announced a proposal for a two-day ceasefire in Gaza to exchange 4 Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners. And that's the end of this news bulletin.